are you?
Good. So is there a continuing saga to the blind stripper?
No, I haven't talked to them, so I have no idea. I haven't called them today. But yeah,
I thought
just
for sure you'd have the entire story to tell me now.
No. Well, I'm not going to, like, ask her. That's for damn sure. Like, but yeah, most bizarre thing I've ever heard of. Like, I don't know. But anyway, so how was the rest of your evening?
My evening was okay. I had a function to go to. It was a dinner meeting, and we had a good time.
Oh, good. Very good. Did you meet the love of your life there?
No, this is an all-men's club that I've been secretary of since 1991, and they won't let me quit. And so we meet like 3 or 4 times a year and have dinner. It's about 150 guys.
That's a lot of testosterone in one fucking
room.
Yeah,
it's an excuse to get out of the house and get away from the wives. God bless you.
I see. Well, see, maybe if you were not the secretary and you didn't have to go and you knew they're scheduled, then maybe if you knew one of the wives that you wanted to hook up with.
you know what the scandal would be like in this town? Because...
Oh, is it small?
Most of the 150 I know personally, and the if that ever got anyway, forget it. Ain't gonna happen. Ain't gonna happen.
Mhm. Got it. I see. All right. Well, you got anything planned this weekend? Anything new and exciting?
Nothing. I've got the kids coming over for dinner tonight, and then tomorrow at work, and then Sunday. Hopefully my tenants moved out so I can go see what condition the place is in so I can get that ready to re-rent.
Oh, wow. Well, good. Very good.
And you? What are you doing?
I'm dog sitting.
You could have made it a hell of a lot more interesting.
The one, she has a puppy. So, and let me tell you, I've watched, so she's got, her one dog is, God, how old is Reggie? So my dog is going to be 6 this year. Her dog's 5. Her dog is going to be 5. Well, she just got a puppy. And I watched them for like a couple of hours, because she doesn't like them being left alone more than like 2 hours, I swear to God. So I watched them for a couple hours, like 3 hours one day, and the puppy is like a toddler. I'm not even kidding you. Oh, my gosh.
Into
all
everything.
Over the, oh, yes, all over the place. Wants to play, and like I, of course, was playing with him and stuff like that, but... He was, like, real quiet at one point, and I went over and I looked, and he's chewing on my damn shoestrings. Like, what the?
Could have been worse. Could have been chewing on a pillow, and then you'd have feathers all over the place.
Oh, no. He, like, takes and destroys. Like, she has, like, this, like, caterpillar-looking thing, and he, like, plays tug-of-war with it. And he's so little. Like, I was playing tug-of-war with him. And he's got the baby teeth, and so he, like, went to bite me, like a play bite, you know? And I, of course, hold their mouth shut and tell them no bite. That's how I taught my dog not to nip or anything. But he's so freaking cute. Fuzz is everywhere, like, chasing him around the house. And then my other friend, which coincidentally is her uncle, he is out of town, and the person that they have watching their 4 dogs, she only comes in the morning, so I have to go in the afternoon. So I'm technically doing 2 houses.
Well, you're like my daughter, Allison. She's got 4 huskies, well, 3 huskies now. One died, and then she pet sits all over the place. She actually moves into that person's house while they're gone. And so she's always got either bulldogs or Great Danes or something, you know. She owns a house, but she's in and out of there probably, I'm going to say, 5 months out of the year.
Yeah, like for
her husband loves it because that way she's never home. They can't get into a fight.
Yeah, because, like, the girl, the niece, whose house I'm staying at with the puppy, I literally, when she goes away, I literally move into her house. So, like, I have my own bedroom at her house and everything. I seriously do. She'll, like, if I'm there for a week, she'll, like, okay, tell me what you want me to order for groceries, and then I'll get whatever you want. And that's her way of paying, is she buys all my groceries, and I just stay there and do whatever. Just
good for you.
But the other one I kind of got roped into, like, they didn't realize that the person who was watching couldn't come until later at night, so thank God I got the key anyway. But, and over there, like, they have a husky, a full-grown husky, and then a Pom husky, like a husky that's mixed with a Pomeranian, so it's smaller. And then they have, like, a little 3-pound dog that's, like, 14 years old, and then another one that's, like, smaller. But
I've never understood it, even my daughter. I know she does it to raise them, but why would you have more than one dog? So the dog has company? I don't get it. I really don't. But that's not me. I'm not an animal person anyway.
No, you never have been?
I had a German Shepherd that grew up with my oldest daughter. I had a Cockapoo that we gave to my mom for her birthday because they made me give away 2 pedigree Cocker Spaniels one when I was 5, the other one when I was 7.
Really?
Yeah. And then parakeets, and goldfish, and that's about it.
So did the cockatoo talk?
No. The one that I had for the longest period of time would come, and he would sit on my shoulder and nibble my ear, and we'd watch football together.
That's funny. I know one of my jewelers has 2 birds. I can't remember what they are. One's like a gray something parrot. I think it's what it is. I can't remember what the other one is. But both of them talk. Like, and he said the one they used to keep at the store, but then he started swearing at people. So
he had to get rid of that real quick.
Yeah, they had to take him away. And the other one, like, imitates the cats. Like, the funniest stories he tells me about these damn birds and how smart they are. And, like, the one bird.
Two birds, and he's probably got a cat if the bird is imitating a cat.
Yeah, they're like farm cats.
And the
cats.
Cat won't eat the birds, huh?
No, because they're outdoor cats. They're farm cats. Like, but the birds are inside, but they can hear. And then, like, the bird, like, imitates his whistle, like, he'll whistle, and the bird imitates his whistle and imitates his daughter's laugh. He said it's the most hilarious thing. And, like, if they're having, like, an argument or somebody's having an argument in the house, the birds will, like, chirp in and, like, repeat constantly black. So it's, like, multiple, like, it's just chaos, he says. But the things jewelers tell us, I can't even tell you how much stuff we know.
Start writing a book.
I'm telling you, my favorite so far is the fucking stripper, the blind stripper. Never
the blind
in my life.
Stripper. I can't believe that.
I know.
And
you were up.
And for 4 years.
Yeah. You were up probably trying to Google or calling every strip club trying to find one, huh?
No, I was too busy last night. I couldn't do that.
All right. Well, let me get going. I hope you
have a good
you too. Bye.
Have a good weekend.
You too. Bye.
Bye.